The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. You know, sometimes people will say things like, well, you know, I'd be willing to believe in God if he would just give me a sign. But what kind of a sign are these people looking for? I mean, is not God himself coming down from heaven to live on the earth as a man a big enough sign? Years ago, in a particular location of this world, the one true and living God actually became a man, and he lived on the earth with us, so that if we want to know what God is really like, the very best way that any man or any woman can come to comprehend that reality is by fixing our minds on the person of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, we can see in Christ the God who is merciful and compassionate towards repentant sinners. Jesus said in Luke 5, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. I am willing. Be clean. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Truly I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So do you see that in the person and through the life of Jesus Christ, and particularly in his atoning death on the cross, what we really have is we have the absolute epitome of what it means to speak of a God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. It's not just that we're given so many propositional truth statements about God, but God has actually manifested these attributes in the person of the one whose birth we celebrate throughout our lives. In Christ, we see the God who is merciful and compassionate to those who will turn from their sins and trust in his name. We see the God who is patient and so long-suffering, the God who has power and authority over all things. We also see in Jesus Christ the God who is holy and therefore loves righteousness and hates wickedness. The God who absolutely detests sin and evil itself. You know, sometimes you hear people implying that the God of the Old Testament is the harsh God of judgment, but the God of the New Testament is a different God, and especially in the life of Jesus, you know, because it's just all about love. Friends, that is not only a terrible blasphemy, it's also a complete and utter misreading of the scriptures. because nothing could be further from the truth. There is no one in the Bible who spoke more about the dangers of hell, the coming wrath of God upon the unrepentant, wicked sinners of this world than Jesus did. No one spoke more boldly and unequivocally about sin and the need to turn from sin as Jesus did. He is the one who said, "And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire." And so my question to you this morning as we bring all of this to a close is simply this. What about you? What about you? God knows where you are. God knows your ways. God knows whether you have turned from sin, whether you have acknowledged the coming of His Son. And I do know this. Jesus Christ is every man's greatest need. He is every single person's greatest need. Because Jesus Christ is our hope. And He has secured that hope. He has granted us an inheritance that cannot perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. It was such a blessing to my own soul and joy to be with Joan several times this past week and to hold her hand and sing psalms and to pray and to know that even in the midst of a mind which was now completely failing, a body that was withering away, to know that behind all that is physical and seen is a soul which is kept and secure in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, make sure that you have that hope. Make sure that you have that hope today. Not to wait for that time when it might be too late, but to have that hope today by turning and embracing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christ who says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."